شكرا يا ربي شكرا هديت قلبي شكرا.
السلام عليكم. Took a nice little journey off road, 16 kilometers from the main road. It's a very bumpy ride, but at the end it pays off. Something really magnificent to see. It's kind of isolated and away from everything else. It's Prokoshko, it's called. It's really a beautiful, serene sight to see. And you guys are getting to see it here. Beautiful, mashallah.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran.
It reminds me, it's another example of many of the gems that are out there. The things that are of value are kind of hidden. And this is one of those gems. It's hidden. It's somewhere where you have to make an effort and go through a little bit of a journey to find it. But when you find it, it was well worth the find. It's a beautiful hidden gem, alhamdulillah.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Nawwarta darbi, shukran. Shukran ya Rabbi.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran.
So we're in Prokoshko. And as you can see down where we came from, Sarajevo, there's no snow. But up here in the mountains, there's snow.
Mm. Underground water, that's how it's filled.
Now we got some cabbage up here. Let's have a look inside. People come to stay up here. You can actually wake up here in a nice cabin home and come out to this beautiful, serene view in Bosnia. So you're pretty much on fire, get your candles, and disconnect from the city life. See you guys, beautiful. Where you come in, over here, you see this beautiful forest.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi.
Isn't that such a beautiful view? Alhamdulillah.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran.
Assalamu alaikum guys, we're in Prokoshko?
Yes, a mountain, Vranica.
Do you think people are more engaged with themselves, like with their internal selves, when they disconnect from the material world and they come out here? How do you feel when you're out here?
First thing, I feel we're very small. This is why, what breaks this ego inside you, and then right away you feel like just one creation of God between many, many more amazing and big and nice creations of God, like what we can see. This big lake, huge mountains, tall trees. So when you see this, there's no creations better and nicer than God's creations. And then when you come close to them, then you feel this peace, you feel this calmness. There's no rush, there is no chaos what we have in the city. And then you just start asking yourself why we went for the cities in the first place.
That's what many learned people, many scholars of Islam, they recommend. And this is, I mean, for anybody, you don't have to be a Muslim, is just to disconnect from the tall buildings and the rat race of life, and into
concrete jungle. Yeah,
the concrete jungle, and to come out to places like this. Maybe you won't get an opportunity like this, but you know, just to get out, maybe even a forest preserve if that's the closest, and then to reflect, like, why am I here, who created me, where am I going when I die? And at what point in your life did you start asking those questions? Because you weren't always someone who was implementing the purpose of life.
I would wish maybe to be coming from that corner, but alhamdulillah, I came from the other side. I was actually, I lived in US, that's why I can speak English, alhamdulillah. So I saw the opposite. US showed me the total opposite of what is the purpose of life. And I'm not saying that people in US are bad or evil or anything. I just said that this bad system and bad trend is mostly developed in US. So when I went from Bosnia, I went there and I saw this huge turn of lack of morality, of lack of values, which do exist in Bosnia, just to be clear. But it's much, much more developed, and all of the world is following this Western way of life. And I had a chance to taste it firsthand and just to see how empty and how bad it is. And this actually made me reflect and think about, okay, if I see these bad values like so clearly now, because it was extreme change for me, then I have to think about other values. And then I start thinking about Islam, which was alhamdulillah my origin. But that's first time I started evaluating, okay, why is zina bad? Why is alcohol bad? Because it leads to all these promiscuities and lack of values and just being lost. So that's in short what's triggered this quest for truth, alhamdulillah, led to Islam. Shukran ya Rabbi,
shukran. And I'm thinking about taking the challenge of, maybe it's not the ideal weather, it's not that cold, but I've been doing a lot of the cold showers, so some cold water therapy, some call it. So maybe I'm thinking about jumping in. But what we were talking about anything that the Creator, the law had prohibited, one of those things you mentioned, alcohol. And that's one of the wisdoms, is because it's harmful, not just for the individual, but for society and humanity. And we were talking about how they were telling us that there was a death here not too long ago. How long ago was
maybe
that?
2 or 3 months ago.
Yeah, and it was due to the person flipping over in a boat, and the individual, was it two or one?
There were four. They were drunk on the boat.
Drunk. And so you see what happens. You start drinking, your mind starts getting, you know.
They were playing around, like rocking the little boat, and yeah, flipped over, and sadly one died. Three of them, alhamdulillah, they survived. They got a chance to get
there. So it's very sad to hear that, but you see where these things are there for wisdom. So anything like gambling, alcohol, fornication, adultery, all of these things that have a really bad impact on society and even for the individual's life, those things are prohibited in Islam. So 0 is freezing. They're saying that's about 6 degrees above freezing, but in the water down below it's supposed to be frozen. So inshallah, we'll see. But to hear that people a couple months ago drowned, someone died, that adds a little bit to the nerves, huh? Inshallah, that's what happens. Bismillah.
It's cold, but
what do you have to say?
Ice.
practice was worth it.
Yeah. Very cold.
So they told us during the summer it was 6 degrees Celsius, but now the winter is approaching and you can see the snow around the lake, so that suggests that it might be even under 6 degrees Celsius. Take two. Eddie!
So alhamdulillah, we got some cold water therapy, many health benefits, look it up. But you can see out here how cold, okay, the water. I mean, you can see there's snow up here, look. And then we're also, I talked about this before, you can look it up. I did a video show on grounding, where you connect with the earth here. So you're walking barefoot. And then I related that to the sajda that we do 5 times a day. We're putting our forehead to the ground, grounding ourselves. And you can check out the video I did on that. About to get dressed, and we'll continue on our journey here in Bosnia. Assalamu alaikum. Taking you on a tour of inside Prokoško. Yeah, outside of a couple hours from the main capital, Sarajevo. So you have a nice look here. They're restricted to housing with the original wood, so to keep this look going. Yeah, and do a quick, these things that I talk about in my episodes, it's real important. Take a look. Type in cold water showers. You can start at home doing it and just look at the benefits of it. Now, who likes to take cold showers? I mean, obviously, would like to keep it hot, warm. But if there's benefits to something, why not? If it's going to help reduce inflammation, you follow me? Strengthen your immune system, you follow me? And it's proven to do that. Why not do it? You suffer a little bit discomfort, but for a greater gain at the end. You following me? Yeah, so look into it. Cold water benefits. And I also have a link to the grounding that I talked about before, which we actually do. I mean, it's amazing in Salah. So if you ain't making Salah, make sure you start to get up to it. Start to get up to those 5 times a day prayers that is nourishment for the soul. Now we're on a mission to find some more real milk. Unpasteurized, unhomogenized, chemical free, straight how the Creator intended for us to drink it. Now this is another thing I really encourage you to investigate, to look into. This is on my journey of drinking real milk, was back when they had unsanitary conditions. They had alcohol bins, distilleries, and the milk got contaminated. And that's where they developed this heating method. But now, if the milk, the cow is A, you, first of all, to drink the milk from these industrial farming institutions, it's very unhealthy. The cows are sick. They don't see the light of day. They eat what they're not supposed to be eating. But grass-fed cows, they're in a healthy environment. This is how Allah, this is how the Creator intended it for us to drink. And there's a miracle, actually, there's a mention in the Quran that God Almighty Allah talks about. Isn't that amazing? That between the feces and the blood, you would think, like, how would a man 1400 years ago come up with this? You would expect through feces, the milk would come out, there'd be some stench, right, of the feces. Or through the blood, the mixture, there would be some red spots of blood. But no, God Almighty Allah talks about that it comes out pure and palatable to drink, right? There's no smell of blood, feces, or even drops, any kind of blood in that. This is one of the signs, as we call it. This book, the Quran, could never have come from a human being, a group of humans, but it's indeed from the creator of the heavens and the earth. So let's go find some raw milk, real milk, as Allah intended for us to drink it.
مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.
الحمد لله, this is our view. MashaAllah, look at that.